Intervju Radija Študent.
In lepo pozdravljeni v RŠ intervjuju. Nocoj gostimo skupino, eno izmed sicer zasedb, ki bo nocoj nastopila v kinu Šiška, in sicer so to dunajski trio Elektro Guci, ki jih prav lepo pozdravljam v studiju. Kot rečeno, zvečer, mislim, da ob 10. uri se začne koncert, nastopajo v kinu Šiška. Zdaj bomo preklopili na angleščino, tako da nas bodo tudi fantje lažje razumeli. Hello, Elektro Guci, welcome
hello,
to Ljubljana.
Hi.
How are you? Tired from the road?
No,
it's not so far.
More tired from the rehearsals.
rehearsing in the morning, then into the car.
We sometimes do, yeah. But not today, but we sometimes do rehearse even on the day of the concert.
I checked your schedule. Are you on a tour or something? Because you have like quite an amount of dates.
It's not a tour in a row. It's only on the weekends we are always flying somewhere, going to a place, and only for one concert. But every weekend next. For the next month.
Do you guys prefer to play live or hang in the studio and record?
Both. It's both work is good for us. So now we are preparing the second album, and we are really a lot in the rehearsal room, which is a lot of fun, but we are very happy to get out on the weekend, play live, make some party.
Actually, it's really perfect at the moment. We are really like working during the week in the studio or in the rehearsal room, and then the weekends we have
holiday.
So playing live is a holiday.
Kind of.
And going places and stuff like that. Yeah. I was surprised when I first heard about you. You didn't have many records, but you played a lot of live gigs and in quite some important places like Sonar and stuff like that. So how did you get involved into that live circus? Who was the first motivator to get you on stage?
I think it was like, this band is quite old. It's like Jakob and Mia, we are doing that band for 7 years now. Bernhard is with us for 4 years now, and we just brought out our first album 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so it was on a good label. We had a good label with good contacts, and they just, it was from one day to another, it just, people were interested into this.
Yeah, I mean, we also already played quite a lot before we released the album, but when it then finally came out, there was immediately quite a big interest. We were very lucky in that sense.
Yeah.
So Elektro Guci kind of started as a small thing in Vienna.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is our home base.
Yeah. What's the background with you guys? You all play acoustic real instruments, which are quite uncommon in electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have some rock and roll, metal, or whatever background.
Yes.
we do, and we did a lot of experimental stuff, and we all played in different kind of bands, from noise rock to hip hop, or so most of it was more in the experimental sense. And so we met, and the guys had the idea to make this experimental concept with techno, and we tried and developed it. Now it is there.
So was the electronic scene, like in the middle of the 90s, an inspiration for you? I mean, I'm sure it didn't pass you by. You know,
but it was, for me, it was not like at the time when it happened, it was afterwards.
We discovered it later, because we were, like in the 90s, we were in ground school.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get it like in the right in the middle of it. But, and also at that time, we were still more occupied with learning our instruments and maybe playing rock riffs more than going to a techno club. Mm-hmm. But in like when we started to get into electronic music, we discovered a lot of the old techno that was produced in the 90s. And I would say at the moment this is maybe our main inspiration, like this older electronic stuff from a lot of places, not only Vienna, but mostly also Detroit or England. Or,
How do you feel like being the next generation of such a big scene like Pulsinger, Tunakan, Golini, all those kind of, they were big names actually.
Yeah, we don't feel like we are part of this electronic scene because we worked in so many different scenes. So we are not feeling really part of the only of the electronic scene. So it's not, we are not feeling like this, that we are the next thing in the electronic scene. So it's we're doing our stuff and we don't see it especially. We don't see it. We get our inspiration from electronic music, but we don't see it as definitely electronic music we do.
Yeah, but on the other hand, we are also really connected to it because like
for sure.
You mentioned Patrick Pulsinger. He produced our album and he's playing with us tonight. And he has been a great inspiration for us before we even started working with him, and then to work with him and produce the record with him. And we're also going to produce the next one together. It's definitely like a collaboration that is
that
kind
sense.
Of is kind of a scene, you know. It's like, but yeah.
Was he a big influence on your sound when you started working with him and like mixing stuff with him? Was he changing your sound a lot, or is he really considerate?
Maybe it was more like adding stuff to it and make it more brighter and more interesting. But we had a very, very clear concept how it should sound before we got in the studio. And then what he made it, he put it on another level. Yeah. But he didn't change it, you know.
For the record that we're playing underneath, you recorded stuff in London and then he mixed it and mastered it in Vienna.
Yes. Yeah.
How was that process? Why London? Was that a coincidence?
Yeah, we played a concert in London and we had some contact to the Red Bull studio and we could record there for some days. So we just took the opportunity to go to the studio, and it was in a time when we played a lot of live gigs and we were in a good form, you know.
Yeah.
And then we thought, okay, we should go to the studio and record some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically the record is also really closely connected to our live set. That's why it's also called Extract. It's like taken out of the actual life.
How do you guys put your music together? Is there like a main fellow in who's the main man in the band, or you all equally with ideas?
No, it's really happening. How is it called? Randomly. We start to play something and then we try to figure out which ideas work, and then we work on it and we go deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and everyone brings his ideas to the sound, and we really try to always work on the whole sound, not on only our instrument sound. We really only always go for the whole sound.
The main point is that we record everything, we rehearse nearly everything, and then we listen to it and figure out, okay, this is nice, then okay, we take this part, practice it, record it again, okay, what can we do here, how can we put the sounds more to one sound, and it's a process of recording, listening, and finding
it. I think it's not so far from like electronic musicians produce their stuff, so you make the next level, go deeper in the sound, work on small sounds, and really always go deeper into it.
But it's definitely always collective, so we always work together.
There's no chief.
Is there is there a lot of editing when you record, or do you just do a straight set and that's it?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of electronic producers, like mainly in Detroit and places, do that now with old machines, like analog machines.
Yeah,
they just record it, and that's the same with you.
Yeah, that's what we call definitely.
What made you like restrict yourself to just basic instruments and not adding electronic effect? Well, you actually add effects, but not electronic produced sounds.
I think we were bored of this kind of live acts. You know, there are a lot of live acts that
just add live instruments to electronic stuff, you know, to fix loops or sequence tracks. And so we thought that's really boring because everybody's doing this. Mm-hmm. And so we said, okay, we don't do this. We just play it with our instruments and do what we can at the moment. And it's also very challenging to say, okay, we don't add anything. So we try to find out what can I do more or how can I bring this color into it and that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is there a confusion when you play live with some electronic people who are not used to people playing live on stage? They're just used to people behind turntables or behind a laptop, you know, not actually seeing what he's doing there. Mm-hmm. Is it a shock for like ravers? Maybe, you know, that they don't expect like a rock and roll setup on stage.
No, up until now we were lucky. So look, we always had really great reactions. I mean, sometimes we noticed that at the beginning of a concert, sometimes people are just standing there and watching.
What's happening now?
It's something quite unconventional, or maybe something that people haven't seen before. But at the end of the concerts, normally it doesn't. Or we hope to have the effect that the DJ has, or that the electronic live act has, that people are just dancing and enjoying the sound, no matter if it's produced by a laptop or a guitar, bass and drums.
Mm-hmm. You brought some new tracks with you?
Yeah.
On the should we play one? Okay, let's play. You know which one it is.
Yeah, the name is Android. It's from our EP that came out in beginning of March. And it's also from the same recording session we did in London.
It's on Macro Recordings.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Takole vračamo se k Elektro Guci in spet preklapljamo v angleščino. Še enkrat naj upozorim, če ste se nam ravno pridružili, smo z dunajskim triom Elektro Guci, ki nocoj nastopa skupaj z Patrikom Pulsingerem in njegovo tolpo v kinu Šiška. Ok, guys, the big question would of course be the name. Electro Guzzi.
It's always a difficult one because we don't know anymore. it's so long time ago. I don't know.
Was ist Dune?
I think it's because we I don't know, we had some holidays in Yakomi, we were in Italy sometime, and we like Italian food, you know, and like
Italian motorcycles.
Italian motorcycles, maybe.
I think Guzzi is just a word that like somehow sounds how we wanted to sound, and electro was just because we knew it was going to be kind of an electric sound. So yeah,
that's which again is a surprise because it's a rock and roll setup. And I was always wondering about the diagrams on the record covers. Where is that from?
That was Stefan's idea. Stefan Goldman, the boss from the label Macro. He he studied electrical engineering, and then he had some old drawings of circuits lying around, and he repainted them and used them for the artwork.
And we liked it because we thought it works good for the to the concept. But for the next album, we want something different, not so technical, more soul maybe.
Enlighten me, please. So, how did you get in touch with the label? There's actually a big confusion in the press material for your concert, because they all thought you were German of the label.
It was just a normal way, like you do it as a band, you send promo stuff out. And normally in this time it doesn't work anymore, because no, the labels are, no one has money to do something. No, and
it was like I read an article about the label, because it's quite new label.
Yeah.
And I read an article and wrote them an email if they're interested in stuff and sent them the CD, and it worked.
And it worked. And it was
liked it from the
perfect
first
match. Yeah. Perfect match for us. Really, it's great label for us, and we are friends with them now, and it's really working perfect. We did also collaboration with Stefan Goldman in Germany, in Mannheim. We played a show with him, and so it's really perfect for us. And they are doing a really good job.
Because this almost never happens now.
Yeah.
Like a label supporting a band and stuff like that.
We're really lucky.
So they reimburse you for studio time also, or
no?
Oh, that's these not days happening
are over.
Anymore.
These days over.
Yeah. So do you have like a small studio set up at home?
No, we spend most of our working time together in the rehearsal room and deep down in the cellar. And
obviously.
And then we just go, like, we have 1 week in the studio where there's all the nice equipment, and then we just record.
Do you guys prefer to keep it analog or digital?
Yeah, definitely.
The next album will be completely analog. We will record on tape, and it will be
mixed on tape, mastered on tape, and then on vinyl. So it's never touches a computer. we are looking forward to this.
Analog fanatics.
So to end our interview, what can the public in Kino Šiška expect tonight, at least from your side? You can't actually speak for Pulsinger and the gang, but you can
say...
We are
in the band of Pulsinger.
Also?
Yeah, we play our set in the beginning, and then all the rest of the band of Pulsinger joins us, and then we play a set with Patrick.
So that's the track from his record.
Yeah, because we played on two tracks on his album, and so we thought it would be cool to do. Or he invited us to be in the live band also, and so we did this two times now, where we played our set and then we played with him in his band. So that's what's gonna happen. And yeah,
how does it work out?
Fine. Good.
You know, combining electronics, which you're not used to, with live sounds.
Yeah.
In this case, it's okay. Exception. It's an exception.
Exception.
We only make it for Patrick.
How much of your stage performance is improvised? Do you improvise?
Yes, but it's getting less and less. In the beginning, we used to improvise a lot. It was sometimes we went on stage without any idea of what would happen. But now we have like a much bigger, like say, repertoire of tracks, and we play them live. But we interpret them differently every time. So it changes every time. But it's the basic layout is the same, and it's quite similar to the live CD that's going to be out in April. As a live PA CD coming out.
And the new album, just as the final question, when is it out?
We don't know yet. We will record it in May, mm-hmm. and we hope we can bring it out in October. September, October.
October is the plan, yeah.
Okay, see you again hopefully. In November.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining us in the
thank
studio.
You.
Have a great gig tonight.
Thank you.
Will enjoy it, I promise you that. and hope
great.
Other people will too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Man.
Tako, to so torej bili elektroguci, nocoj jih lahko poslušate v kinu Šiška, prijetno in seveda zelo toplo vabljeni na njihov nastop. To je ena taka šansa, ki jo posebej tisti, ki ste za elektroniko v bolj digitalnih oblikah, nikakor ne smete zgrešiti, tako da lepo, lepo vabljeni. Z njimi sem se pogovarjal Jure Matičič in se zdaj lepo poslavljamo. Čau!
Intervju Radija Študent.